Hi, thanks for calling tonight. I don't think you've ever called me before. Yeah, I've been doing phone sex operating for a couple of years now, so I'm surprised I've not gotten a call from you. So tell me what you're into. Okay, so you're into young tight bodies, so you want to hear all about, barely legal teens. No, you don't want to hear about that. Okay, well, you tell me. I mean, what are you into? Are you into, porn sluts? No, okay. What are you into then? Teens. Are you talking about under 18 teens? No. No. No, you're not. Wait a minute. You want me to do a phone sex call with you about underage girls? You fucking creep. You fucking creep. Oh my God. Okay, so you like this. You like me calling you a creep. Well, this is no problem because you legitimately are a creep. Like under 18, we're talking in high school. Whoa, 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 whoa. Wait a minute. Younger? You've got to be fucking kidding me. Are you talking like middle school? Middle school little girls is what you're into. You were something else because you know what you had. It was even creepy talking about high school girls. I mean, that's creepy, but I can semi understand it because some of those girls don't even look like they're underage. But you're talking middle school, like prepubescent girls. Some of them not even hitting puberty. This is what you want to jerk off to? You are a fucking pedophile. Yeah, you're a full-blown pedophile. We're talking about girls that don't even know what sex is. Like when I was in middle school, I thought a blowjob was blowing, literally blowing on a penis. And this is what you want to jerk off to. Girls that go to fucking school and ride school buses. Oh, wait, are you one of those guys that creep around bus stops? Is that how bad it is? Like, should I call the cops right now? Is that what I should do? Should I call the cops and say, hi, there's this creepy man on the phone with me that stalks and preys on little girls. You need to go around and make sure every girl in his neighborhood is safe because this guy is a fucking child molester. Are you a child molester? Because listen, these little middle school girls that you want to jerk off to, they're not gonna even know what the fuck you're doing. So it's like already molesting. It's already rape. Don't tell me you want to fuck these girls. You do. You're loving this, aren't you? You're loving this. You're loving that I'm berating you and telling you how fucking gross you are. You're gross. You really are for liking little girls, 12 years old, 13 years old. This is what's hot to you? Like little underdeveloped underage girls, not even high school. Is high school too old for you? Is that what it is? Sick fuck. Yeah, you need them even younger, even more innocent, more flat. That's the thing. That's the biggest thing, is they're not even developed. Like they're just developing bodies and you're thinking they're fucking hot. I bet you even like it when they don't have any tits. I bet you like that. Or when they're barely growing in. Does that make you excited, pedophile? Does that make you excited to know that their tits aren't even fully developed or haven't even started developing? Would you even go into like a fifth grade classroom and be turned on? Well, whether learning how to fucking multiply, that's what you're turned on by, little girls. That, I don't even know. I've never even had someone call like this. I've had guys that call about, you know, want me to call them daddy or whatever, but nothing like this. Like, you're legitimately a pedophile. You're probably turned on by even the word rape. Does that turn you on? Child rape? Or does kiddie porn turn you on? It does. It fucking does. Child rape porn is probably the best porn you could ever watch, isn't it? Well, you're fucking gross because that's illegal. It's illegal, and that is all rape. Those girls didn't fucking consent. They can't even stretch enough for a cock, naturally. But guys like you, pedophiles like you, want to see, like, cocks being forced in their mouth and inside their little child pussies. It's fucking gross. And you're probably hard as a rock, aren't you? You're probably jerking off so fucking hard right now. And what do you expect from me? Like, am I supposed to help you rape little girls? Is that what it is? Is that what you need out of a phone sex operator? Do you need this so you won't go out and rape little girls? You know, like, do you need to masturbate thinking about little middle schoolers so you don't go out and sexually offend? I mean, these little girls, like, you could go into a middle school and you could, those are jailbait preteens for you, aren't they? Yeah, they're not cute. They're not innocent. They're not adorable. They're hot and they're sexy because you're a child rapist. Your cock is obsessed with these little girls and that's fucking sick. You should really be ashamed of yourself that you can't, that you probably can't even jerk off to regular porn, huh? Like, if we were to sit here and have the hottest phone sex ever, and I'm going to sit here and masturbate and come so fucking hard, you don't care about that. You want to talk about forcing a little girl to touch your cock. You want to talk about forcing a little girl to choke on your cock and give her the most traumatic experience of her fucking life. That's what you want to talk about, isn't it? Or do you want to talk about kidnapping a little girl, snatching her up, a little 12-year-old? Is that what you want to talk about? How you would snatch up a little sixth grader, a middle schooler, from the fucking bus stop, and how you would just fondle her little pussy, her virgin, hairless, bald pussy. I mean, this is so fucked up. This is fucked up. You know that, right? You know that. Yeah, I bet you do, but you don't even fucking care. That's probably what you like about it. You like how it feels illegal. You like how it feels wrong, and how that little girl you would snatch up, how you would rape her. I bet you would rape her all fucking day. It wouldn't be just a one pump and done. No, you would spend all fucking day because it would be the fuck of your life. A 12-year-old. No, like, you could have the most gorgeous, gorgeous porn model, like, big ass tits, you know, fat ass, perfect body. And then you could have this little flat-chested preteen right beside you. You would pick the preteen, wouldn't you? Yeah, you would, because you would be a nasty pedophile child rapist at that point, and that's what you want to feel like. You want to feel her tiny little body underneath you, don't you? You want to see the fear in her eyes as you rip that pussy open, as you pound and rape her. Does it even go as far as elementary school? Do you want elementary school pussy? It does. I bet I could just go keep going younger and younger because you're a sick fuck. Yes, you are. You're a sick fuck. And does it go as far? Do you want to fucking choke out a little 12-year-old until she passes out unconscious? Do you want to drug that little sixth grader until she's like a little unconscious rape doll for you? God, you're so fucking sick. I bet it even goes as far. Do you want to be a child murdering pedophile rapist? Yeah, you do. You do, I can tell. You want her to fucking get raped to death. You want her to die on your cock. That's fucked up. That's fucked up. There's like serial killer documentaries on this. And this is what turns you on. I bet you, you know, I bet you look at the news and get turned on. I bet you jerk off reading news of traumatic stories of kids getting raped. Probably because you're sitting there just fantasizing about what happened to that poor little girl that survived, or what happened to that little 12-year-old that died after being kidnapped for a fucking week. And you wish it was you, don't you? You fucking wish it was you. You know what? Every fucking load that comes out of your cock, that comes out of that pedophile cock, needs to be pumped out alone. You can't be trusted. You can't be trusted around little girls, can you? Because your hands are just twitching to fucking molest, aren't they? They're twitching to feel that flat chest. It's twitching to look down at that pretty little cute middle school face and then bury your cock inside her pretty little mouth. I bet the cuter their face is, the harder you want to rape her throat. I mean, and I bet if you're around little girls, it's probably you're itching and twitching to just like pull her into a family bathroom, bend her over, and come inside her tiny little underdeveloped body. That's what you are. You're a child rapist pedophile. And it really... you really should be fucking locked up for being so fucking gross. So fucking gross that you're turned on by those perfect, tiny little hairless bodies, like, that aren't even fully developed. You want to rape them to death because they're so tiny and cute, aren't you? Like, that's why you want to rape her to death, because it's so tiny and cute, right? Is that what it is? Would you even go as far as to keep raping that poor little girl's body even after she dies? Because you know what? I've seen serial killer documentaries. I've seen them, and I've seen how men, they just keep raping those dead bodies. They keep pumping those dead bodies full of cum. So I bet if you had this perfect little 12-year-old all covered, already covered in your cum, already filled with your cum, all bruised up, all red from being like fucking choked to death, and now she's gone, there's no heartbeat, there's no breath, I bet you would still fucking rape that little child pussy. I bet you would take her throat and you'd ram that cock so far down her throat, because you are a pedophile necro rapist. That's what's inside of you. And yeah, you are. You're a pedophile necro rapist who probably fucking like watches kiddie porn and watches kiddie rape porn. And like goons, pedo goons, that's what it should be called, pedo gooning to kids getting raped, children, perfect little preteens. Preteens with so much hope and dream, so much potential, and you want to push her down. You want to dominate her and rape her to fucking death because she's so fucking cute and it feels so wrong. That's what it is, isn't it? Yeah, I've never, and I've been doing this a long time, I've been doing phone sex and I talk to a lot of perverts, but I've got to say, I've never, ever talk to a pedophile necro-rapist who would continue raping a young 12-year-old body even after she's fucking dead. That probably turns you on, doesn't it? It makes that pedophile cock throb to think about a dead little girl before you. Her dead little 12-year-old body before you. And oh, what her parents would fucking think or what they would say to you. What they would fucking say. Just think of that. Think of what her mom might say or do to you if she were to see what you were doing to her perfect little angel's tiny little body. Just raping it like it's a fucking rag doll. It's like, I don't even think most of those girls are even old enough to fucking reproduce. So you're fucking girls that are not even ready to be fucked. You're raping girls because they cannot consent because they're 12 fucking years old, 11 years old. They probably still play with Barbies. And you want to ram your cock, your pedophile cock, down every fucking hole that you can take. What is it? You want that pretty mouth? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want that pretty mouth, that little cheerleader, that gymnast. You want to tear those cute little clothes off and take what the fuck you want. And is it also because there's no hair down there? Is that what you like? You like those bald little child pussies? Yeah. Is that what turns you on? Little rape holes that are too tight for your fat pedo cock? So you want it more because you can't fit in there? You want to fill a little girl up with cum, and she probably doesn't even know what cum is. She's probably like, ooh, what's that white gooey stuff? What's that white gooey stuff inside where I go pee? Listen, these girls aren't even fucking masturbating and you want to rape them. It's so fucking sick. And like I said, I've talked to some sick fucks, but you really top the cake. You really fucking do. I bet going into an all-girls school, like an all-girls Catholic school of middle schoolers, that's like the ultimate fucking, you know, just oasis of fuck meets, isn't it? Catholic school, middle school. Yeah, then that's fucking sick. That's sick. Think about all those girls in little like school uniforms. That's hot to you, isn't it? Yeah, so all those school uniforms, no fucking tits, barely even tits there, flat chest, barely any curves. This is the shit that turns you on. I can't even fucking imagine what it's like to be you. And you would go in there and you would rape and murder all of them, wouldn't you? It would turn you on to have a room, a classroom full of little middle school girls, all bound and gagged just for you, all nude, all scared. That is what turns you on, a sick fuck like you, a kiddie fucking pedophile. I cannot believe that you want to fuck little middle schoolers, 11 and 12-year-olds, not even high schoolers, like a perv. No, you're a pedophile, and a nasty pedophile at that, a necro-raping wannabe pedophile. You really should be locked up for this shit that you're jerking off to, and I wouldn't be surprised if you're sitting there watching kiddie rape porn getting turned on, you sick fuck.